Exercise 4, page 46. Speaker 1.
I believe the internet has an important role to play in today's society, but it's so easy to become hooked on it. It happened to me. I was spending a lot of time working on my PC in the evenings. However, whenever I needed a break, it was so easy to just go online and send messages to friends or share links to funny videos with them. Then one day, I realized that I was hardly going out with my friends anymore. Since then, I've made sure that I spend plenty of time meeting friends face to face, as well as keeping up with my online relationships.
Speaker 2.
I've heard it said many times that spending whole evenings surfing the net can be bad for your emotional well-being. But I actually felt the internet helped me emotionally. I had been suffering from extreme loneliness when I started to chat to people like myself online. I knew that my feelings were common after that. One of the people who had given me advice on a forum was so helpful. We became closer and closer every time we communicated. The funny thing is that eventually we ended up getting married. Now my wife and I still enjoy helping other people suffering from loneliness through the internet.
Speaker 3.
All my classmates are friends in a group we created on a social network. It's usually lots of fun, but sometimes certain students get picked on. It's very cruel at times. My mum told me that this is called cyberbullying and that it's no different from bullying a student in the playground. Even though I wasn't personally affected by this behaviour, I still found it very upsetting. It has made me question exactly who my good friends are. Maybe some people feel it's easier to say insulting things when they're typing on a keyboard. I was shocked by some of my friends' behaviour. I will really consider whether or not these people can be trusted as friends from now on.
Speaker 4.
My parents decided to move to the United States when I was 12 years old. My mum had a really good job offer, and they thought it was too good an opportunity to turn down. I was so far away from home, and I really missed my old classmates. I had a difficult time settling into my new school. I wasn't just a new kid, but I was also from a place that no one really knew or understood. I talked to my close friends back home, and they really helped to keep me calm. If it hadn't been for the internet making it easy for me to stay in touch with them, I don't know how long it would have taken me to settle in.
Speaker 5.
I had retired from work and was finding it difficult to adjust to life as a pensioner. My son gave me his old laptop to help me pass the time. I didn't understand much about computers, but I soon got the hang of surfing the net. I was always a keen chess player, and I found a website where you could play with other people online. I was soon playing games against other people who were retired too. The days just disappear now whenever I'm playing, and I feel a sense of accomplishment from learning how to use a computer at my age. I even got my son interested in the website too. I had tried unsuccessfully for years to get him to play chess. Now we even play the old-fashioned way, using a real board and real pieces when he comes to visit.